Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, we got a good one this week. This one was submitted by K.W. Smith. And it was your top 5 Kevin Smith movies. Your
Hell
top
yeah.
5 Kevin Smith films. This is going to be interesting. Kev, why don't we start with you this time with your number 5?
Yes, my number 5 is Kevin Smith's first movie, and that's Clerks. I'm sure it's going to be higher on your guys' list if it makes it. I loved it. However, man, he's done so much great movies. It was tough to kind of like space these and like try to figure out where each one goes. But Clerks definitely belongs in the top 5 out of all the movies he's done. And man, it's just so much fun. And it started Jay and Silent Bob. It started like this whole kind of like the Askew universe or Askewverse or whatever. And I love it, man. It was a black and white movie in the 90s. It was real kind of like it was for everyone who worked retail, the horrors you go through every day. And they nailed it. You know, I found out later on because even years later, like a couple years later, when I finally got my first retail job, it was just like Clerks. You had your regular customers that were fucking weirdos sometimes and had like a certain style of doing things. But man, fun movie. And I will always be happy to watch conversations with Dante. And, you know, just like, I just love the conversations between Dante and, what's his name? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Randall?
Yeah, Randall. It's just like, if they did a podcast together in character, I'd listen to every podcast.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Yeah.
Dougal Wuggle, what's your number 5?
Number 5 for me, it's an unconventional pick. It's not a lot of people didn't like it, which fuck all y'all. I'm just kidding. And that's Tusk.
I knew you were gonna say Tusk when you said a lot of people didn't like it. I was like, it's Tusk.
What a wild fucking movie Tusk was.
It was.
Yep. Very dumb. Very good. And I like that it started as a joke idea on a podcast, and then it just snowballed from there.
Man.
And yeah, I think Justin Long is good. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what's his face? Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah. Also, yeah, the doctor in that was really good. What was his name? Michael Parks?
Yep.
The older guy?
Yep, Michael mm-hmm. Parks.
Yeah, he was awesome.
It was just a good amount of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of funny just because, like, the whole, like, there's a podcast host. Like, I don't know. There's just the whole, like, premise is so silly. But I don't know. There's something about it that worked, especially just, again, the whole premise. This guy being turned into a walrus, like, because of a crazy, some mad scientist guy that, like, captures him. And, like, it's dumb. But it was so good. Well, it wasn't so good, but it was so different and one different than what his normal like movie shtick is, but then like an actual like level of creepiness to it. Kind of the body horror stuff. I mean, but it wasn't like over the top, super gory body horror, but definitely like unnerving, like weird.
Yeah. Well, like especially the way the tusk looked by the end or mm-hmm. the walrus looked by it was like the different, you know, spliced together skin and all that. It was pretty like gross.
Skin graft stuff. Yeah. It was really fucking weird.
And just him trying to feed him afterwards. And he hasn't had anything to eat. So he's like really like barking for a fish and shit. It was mm-hmm. fucked up, man. Sorry, spoiler alert. But you see a tusk in the movie. That is yep. given.
Yep.
Jeremy, how about you, bud?
I thought Doug was going to say this movie because it was also not well received. And it started a craze that the internet would forever remember.
Jersey Girl.
Bennifer.
What?
As Bennifer with Jersey Girl.
Oh my God, I was kidding.
Wow.
Hey, they're back together.
I know. We got
that shit.
Yeah. It's part 2.
Dude,
Kevin Smith is pissed. No, I'm just kidding.
Good on them.
Yep. What?
I was going to say, I feel bad about this movie too, because I think like Kevin Smith had to come out and say like that Jennifer Lopez dies in the first 10 minutes just so people would see it. Cause I think people were over the Bennifer thing at that point.
Yeah. It really killed this movie. But other than that, it's a very heartwarming movie. It's really, It's really fantastic. And it's got a great cast. It's got Ben Affleck, Liv Tyler, it's got George Carlin in it as the dad, you know, Jason Biggs, Jennifer Lopez, Will Smith is in it. Matt Damon's in it. Jason Lee,
George Carlin.
Clearly you aren't listening.
No, sorry. I'm just trying to think of it. Like that was the most serious George Carlin movie I've ever seen too. Like his serious role, which is crazy. Cause once again, he's just usually just a comedian or a cynic.
So yeah, man, I love that movie. I could go back and watch it. And I have many times. I love Jersey Girl. And if you don't, then go fuck yourself.
Wow.
I'm a stan. Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is Red State, which is, if you have not seen this movie, it's definitely the most un-Kevin Smith movie you'll see, but it is fantastic. It is a wild kind of thriller. Hi, come on in. I see Jeremy's raising his hand.
Yes. You said it was the most unlike Kevin Smith film that you'll ever see. And sure, but also I think you forgot Cop Out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay. But that's like, okay. But he just directed it. He didn't write it.
Right. So it's the most un Kevin Smith like film.
Oh, okay then. All right. Well then I stand corrected. The second most un Kevin Smith film, Red State, which is loosely based off of the Westboro Baptist Church. And it's basically, yeah, just a whole like compound of crazies, religious folks, basically try to start the apocalypse. I mean, it's something wild, man. I can't recommend this movie enough. I watched it before realizing it was Kevin Smith. I think I just kind of picked it up on a whim, and man, it was a good movie. And once again, it starred that same guy who's in Tusk, who played the mad scientist. Mm-hmm. And he played a great, just kind of like, you know, minister, kind of like just this wild ass batshit crazy religious leader. And man, that movie, and John Goodman was in it, and John Goodman kills it in everything he does. Like I highly recommend seeing Red State. So that's my number four.
Kev, or Jesus Christ.
What are you just getting everyone?
Doug?
Are you okay, bud? Did you have a stroke?
No. Good. Oh.
Oh. My number four is Dogma.
That's my number four.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. It was funny. And it's a movie where, what's his fucking name? Matt Damon plays Matt Loki. Damon.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. The first Loki on screen.
Yeah, the first Loki on screen, which is funny because he then goes on to play Loki again in the MCU in a play. About Thor and Loki.
Yep.
And it was so awesome. That's yeah, I love it. You know what? I would have loved
coming
it.
Back, I think he's coming back to play Loki again in Love and Thunder.
I was hoping that. Okay.
No.
I was going to say, I hope that he shows up as a variant or something.
Oh, that'd be fun. No, I think they do another play. I think, or there's something, because Melissa McCarthy was spotted on set dressed as Hell. Or Hella? Hella? Hella?
It's Hell.
Hell.
Hell? Hell? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Hell.
Whatever her name was. Yeah. The sister. So, which that'll be fucking hilarious. But it's gonna be fucking wild. But anyways, Dogma and Alan Rickman. Just a great fucking movie.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Mine is number four as well. Dogma. Nothing else needed to say. So let's move on to number three. Kev?
Thanks, Doug. My number three is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It was just a fun ride of a movie with, once again, another all-star cast. You had Will Ferrell in it. Well, Will Ferrell's the first one that comes up to mind, but the whole, like, the clit commander. It's just, there's so many memorable lines. Probably not as safe as it used to be because his comedy has evolved. But yeah, there was a lot of shit. Jay and Silent Bob easily could make their own movie, and they did. And it was probably one of the funniest ones out of all of the Kevin Smith movies. They just get into some wild shit. The reboot was funny, and it was a good nostalgia kick, but you can't beat the original, man. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was great. Diedrich Bader at the end when he's playing like the security guard. I still say to this day when something happens, I'm like, all right, now say my, what a lovely tea party. Mm-hmm. And just getting Suzanne with him, or what was the monkey's name?
It's definitely Suzanne by Weezer that's playing. Yeah, they're walking away.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I put Suzanne with it. It was adorable, the relationship they had with the monkey. Everything about it, like when they were talking about the parents, so, you know, like when they were in the diner and they're somehow able to walk out of the diner with their child.
Yep.
So good. Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Jer?
Nope. It's Doug's turn.
Yeah, no,
that's what I meant.
That's what he said. Yeah. Doug. My number three is Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Get the fuck out of here. That's good my movie. Number three.
Dude, yes.
Hey guys.
That movie was, saw that one in theaters, so funny, so raunchy, so, that has Fetz Vet by MC Chris in the middle of the movie. And I remember in the theater being like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Like, again, some great one-liners. The whole like Dutch Rudder, like we still joke about that today. It's been 13 years and we're still making Dutch Rudder jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And reverse Dutch Rudder jokes. Thank you, Jason Mewes, for that fucking ridiculous segment. It's great. It's got Elizabeth Banks in it. I liked Elizabeth Banks in a lot of the things she was in, like Scrubs and other movies around that time. But this is the one where I was like, oh, I love you. I'm in love with you now. That's terrible.
And that's where you learn about what a Dutch rudder is.
Same.
Did I not just talk about the Dutch rudder for like three or four minutes?
He did.
I know. Kevin's I'm just thinking attention. Of man.
Like
Kevin is absolutely not paying attention.
But yeah, no. I'm saying that. Ask Jared a stroke. Kevin, are you okay?
It's been a long day.
That's two in a row.
That Comic-Con still affecting me.
Jesus Christ. Yes, the Dutch rudder.
All right, so
Chair.
Yeah, my number three is Zach and Mary also because it's like, do you guys remember that scene where Jason Mewes like talks about a Dutch rudder?
There was this one scene though that they were actually doing this thing called a Dutch rudder that was fucking hilarious.
I don't remember that part.
Let's pull it up.
Oh, I gotta go watch a YouTube clip of that scene real fast.
I wonder if there is, because it's kind
of an NSFW. No, that's fair.
All right,
did not need to see Jason Mewes' dick in
there. Okay, so we're now to our number two. Jeremy, what's your number two?
Jeremy, damn it. My number two is probably the movie with the Kevin Smith movie with the best soundtrack, and that is Mallrats. I had the soundtrack before I even saw the movie, so it really made the quotes strange before I saw them.
Number two as well, Mallrats.
Hell yeah. It was such a fun movie. And man, once again, the cast, I mean, you had early, what's his name? Fucking
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck was the creep.
Michael Rooker,
early Michael Rooker. Like this was like early 90s or like mid 90s Michael Rooker. And he still looks the exact same because he's Michael Rooker. Mm-hmm. But man, the chocolate pretzel scene. Oof.
I must have been playing like Red Dead or something. We had an argument about Superman impregnating Lois Lane not too long ago, and the entire time we were having that conversation, I was like, this is just fucking Mallrats conversation. He would literally blow her back out like with a shotgun.
Blast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if she gets a tan? He's gonna kick right through her stomach.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great Stan Lee cameo.
Yes. Oh man. And even more beautiful that like Stan Lee's last Marvel cameo was him and Captain Marvel holding the script for Mallrats. Like that was beautiful. But I didn't like Kevin Smith post like he cried when he saw that or something like that.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he had a post about how he got a call from Kevin Feige saying like, hey, we want you to know before the movie is released. That way you don't just hear about it on the internet or something. Yeah. You know, we want you to know. But like, yeah, Stan did this cameo and this is what he did. And he said like that was, he was like mind blown. And then seeing it at the premiere, like, yeah, like lost his shit, which I mean, understandable. I mean, because if I had to look back, I think Mallrats is probably one of the first Kevin Smith movies I ever saw.
Oh.
And I think that was one of the first movies I ever saw Stan Lee in and really learned who Stan Lee was. I mean, I knew Stan Lee is like the creator of the X-Men, but I did not really know who Stan Lee was until watching that movie. And so I'm being like, oh, that's fun that they had his cameo. So then when it was like, you know, the Marvel universe and like Stan Lee and everything, like I still think back to Mallrats and like his cameo in that and him, you know, giving his little like quip, like little one-liners, but his like Stan Lee, you know, trademarked, you know, Excelsior and all that, you know, all, just the, I don't know. And so to have that like come back around and then like him reading that script was just a moment of just pure beauty.
Mm-hmm. You're, I think I kind of like, I discovered Stan Lee the same way. Like, I think I don't remember him much like otherwise seeing him outside of comics and like, yeah. Good call.
Yeah,
I love. I don't know if he did a lot of like interviews and stuff beforehand. You know, like I really don't know what I would have if I had passed him on the street.
If you,
I don't know if I would have recognized him before that movie. You know,
yeah,
it was awesome. That was awesome. You guys remember when they had a Mallrats cameo in a Marvel movie?
Marvel Milton.
And then they called Kevin Smith, and then he started just like bawling about it.
I feel like it's Groundhog's Day in here.
It was great.
This might be my least favorite bit.
You started it.
No, I did.
Jeremy?
You did.
Number two, Jeremy?
What?
What's your number two? Oh. We already have, ours are Small Rats.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I don't think that there's a movie that I've watched this so many times. It's got to be in the top movies that I've seen, from all the cameos to it was like perfect Kevin Smith writing all the way through. Do you follow the book? I live my life by it. Well, okay.
God, don't be so suburban.
I absolutely just love that film. Oh, they're animals. Hey, this guy's a shitfucker.
Oh, oh, God.
Well, of course.
I forgot about that.
I love that whole movie. That's my number two. All right, we've reached the pinnacle of the list. We've reached the top of the mountain. And Kev's going to give us his number one.
Yes. My number one is a sequel and one of my favorite movies of all time. One of my feel good movies. And that's Clerks 2. Clerks 2 is, man, I liked it better than anything else just because the heart it had, like, you know, it was great to see them revisit characters at this point. It was like maybe 15 years past. And it was great to see where they were at and kind of like not really going anywhere with their lives. But by the end of the film, kind of found a direction. And now we're getting to see, you know, Clerks 3 just wrapped on filming. Now they got to do all the post-production stuff. And we're going to get to see another 15 years later. We're going to get to see where they're all at now, you know. And it's just as someone growing up with these films, it's kind of great to see films grow up with you. If that makes any sense, you know, you kind of get some even more closure to things. And Clerks 2 was another wild ride and another quotable movie. Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud alone is a very, it made, what's his name? The movie, it made like a movie reviewer, like walk out of a theater when the Kinky Kelly scene happened. I think it was Roger Ebert.
Good.
Yeah. Well, he was a dick toward the end. So he was, he was kind of a dick. Usually if you saw a movie he gave a low grade to, it usually was a pretty good movie.
That's no way all reviewers
filming on Clerks 3.
I believe so.
They're not done.
They're not just start. Not
done. They just started, Kev.
I thought they wrapped already because I thought they were only filming for like a week or two.
Nope. I sure hope not because that wouldn't make a very long movie.
Yeah.
Movies take about 3 months to film.
Oh, shot over 9 pages of Clerks yesterday in one day, and we still wrapped an hour early, or maybe just for the day. That's crazy.
He was like, hey, we wrapped after 9 pages.
Yeah, well, that's it.
All we need. We ran out of budget.
One day ago, Jay Muse shares video from Clerks 3 set, cancels convention appearance.
Oh. Because
they're filming. And then 9 days ago, Kevin Smith, or not 9 days ago, sorry, it was a week ago, Kevin Smith sends a special message from Clerks 3 to Late Night with Seth Meyers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's also got He-Man Masters of the Universe show or whatever, like on Netflix right now. So I'm sure they're doing the rounds for that.
Yeah.
So,
man, I like their outfits too, by the way, for 3. Looks cool.
Yeah. Douglas, number one.
My number one is one that both of you have already listed, and that's Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It's the funniest fucking one of his movies. It is a riot fest from beginning to end. It takes these two obnoxious characters that have appeared in every movie prior to it and gave them, like you said, like their own movie. They're characters who don't necessarily need to have their own movie, but thank God they do, because it's fucking wild and it was so fucking funny. And neither of you mentioned the cock knocker.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah. I was going to leave that to one of you guys.
Showing up as the cock knocker, a complete like Star Wars Darth Vader ripoff with like a giant laser dildo weapon. Like, it's so fucking stupid. So dumb. And I love it. And yeah, Will Ferrell as like the cop or the,
he's like a conservation cop.
Yeah. It could have been like a fucking park ranger. I'm not really sure what he was
way out of his element.
Just so ridiculous. And again, it came out at that time when it was like, Will Ferrell, I don't know if Will Ferrell had any of his movies out yet. Maybe, let's see. I don't remember because I knew him from like Saturday Night Live, but I did not necessarily know him from, like Anchorman or anything. I don't feel.
Yeah, I mean, it was before Old School too, and I think Old School was really his breakout movie. Old School came out in 2003. Jay and Silent Bob was like in 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, so yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it was really before he took off. But then Ben Affleck showing back, you know, as like
doing a filming the sequel to
it's Chasing Amy, I think it was his character.
No, they were filming the sequel to Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Oh,
open season.
Yeah. And then Jason Lee back as Banky or whatever.
Brody. He did Brody, but he also did Banky
Edwards. Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at it. But yeah, Brody was the comic book nerd or whatever.
Yeah.
Mallrats. Yeah, it was just nice just having all these like cameos from the other movies as well as just Eliza Dushku.
Oh, yeah. God,
Jason. Oh, God. Jason Biggs and and Vanderbeek playing Jay and Silent Bob in their movie. It's so fucking funny. Oh, I loved it.
Snoochie Boochies. What kind of shit is this?
So fucking funny. It's just a great movie. It's a fun one. And again, I'm very curious. I haven't watched it in a while. I'm curious how it's aged. I can't imagine well. I have to imagine that there's probably some really questionable humor in it that was totally acceptable in 2001 that may not be acceptable now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's still funny at the time. And I've watched that and Mallrats probably like neck and neck for the amount of times I've watched them. So.
Yep.
My number one is going to be Clerks 2 as well for all the fun reasons of Kev. I love the banter. I love going back and forth. I love that they added Rosario Dawson to it, and she steals the movie in all the scenes that she's in. You never go ass to mouth. and so everything about it, like, it just, Wanda Sykes in it, like...
Nobody from my church is here.
It just was ridiculous and a lot of fun. And I'm here for it. And I've seen that movie a million times. So in, I'm excited for Clerks 3, but Clerks 2 is it. All right. That's our top five list. I hope that you guys liked it. Let us know what your top five Kevin Smith movies are, and do that on the Discord or the Twitters or the Facebooks or wherever else that you may want to find us on the dark web. Until tomorrow. What was that head shake for?
Just the dark web, like the fuck?
Yeah.
What are we doing over there?
I know. Well, we don't have much. We don't have that much.
That's where our biggest. That's where our biggest fan base is.
Yeah. Time to cook.
So, all right. Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday, where we talk robots. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.